first song from Akshay Kumar's eagerly anticipated film Toilet Ek Prem Katha is out. The song Hasmat Pagli is a soft and upbeat number sung by Sonu Nigam and Shreya Ghosal. The video shows Akshay Kumar taking pictures and following Bhumi Pednekar as he tries to woo her. Adnan Sami, who is known for his deep voice and super hit music, is all set to make his acting debut in Bollywood. The singer, who became an Indian citizen some time ago, will star in Radhika Rao and Vinay Sapru's next film, Afghan in Search of a Home, in the role of a musician refugee in the musical drama. Shah Rukh Khan, who did a cameo in Salman Khan's Tube Light, is seemingly keen on asking Salman to return the favor. SRK recently mentioned that he would like Salman to do a guest appearance in Anand L. Rai's Next, that also stars Anushka Sharma and Katrina Kaif. The Jagga Jasoos promotion tour has incited controversy surrounding the awkwardness between the film's leads, Ranbir Kapoor and Katrina Kaif. And now reports suggest that Katrina has opted out of shooting a promotional video with her co-star and former lover owing to his behavior. Soha Ali Khan became the latest target of online trolling after she took to social media to share pictures from her baby shower. Seen dressed in a traditional attire and wearing a sari, the actor faced backlash from certain sections of her choice of clothing around the occasion of Eid. Swedish actor Michael Nyquist has passed away. He was known for starring in the original The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo films and for playing villains in Hollywood movies like John Wick and Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. As Spider-Man juggles high school with his new identity in the latest vision of the comic book superhero in Spider-Man Homecoming, the stars Tom Holland and Zendaya talked about the film being a high school movie before being a superhero extravaganza.
The amazing thing about this movie, if you strip away the Spider-Man aspect, you still have a really strong high school movie that people could enjoy. When I first saw this movie, I saw it without any CGI and any effects, and I loved it just as much as I saw it with all the effects, you know? That's because John did such a good job with laying a strong groundwork for who these characters are and the world they exist in. So it is a nice balance between high school and superhero, and the nice thing is you don't lose the epic superhero adventure of a superhero movie just because of the high school aspect.
It shows what it's like to be a teenager in the same light that it shows what it's like to be a superhero, which I think is something that's different, because normally we just see Spider-Man, you know, and Peter Parker is a very small element to that. But this, I think, is just as equal, which I think has always been the thing that separates Spider-Man from every other superhero, is that he's just a kid at the end of the day that, you know, grows up in New York and doesn't have necessarily everything handed to him, and that's why people love him. So.
Bill Cosby has rejected the sexual assault tour idea, which he was being reported of conducting in light of his court case. While Cosby dismissed reports of him doing a tour warning young people about issues related to sexual assault allegations, he still left open the possibility of some future event. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.